This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan is considering whether to send a UN mission to Iraq. He's been asked to help resolve a dispute over current plans for transferring power to a transitional Iraqi government. Members of the Coalition Authority and the Iraqi Governing Council made the request yesterday at UN headquarters. In Baghdad, tens of thousands of Iraqi Shiites demonstrated, demanding direct elections. American and Iraqi officials are trying to resolve the dispute in time to meet the June 30th deadline they have set for the transition. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan requested the meeting to discuss the role of the United Nations in Iraq's political transition and how to protect the safety of UN international personnel. Most of them were evacuated from Iraq after last summer's attacks on UN headquarters in Baghdad. But the immediate concern for the coalition authority and the Iraqi Governing Council was preserving the deadline for a transfer of power. They've asked Kofi Annan to send a team to Iraq to determine whether it's possible to hold direct elections before the deadline, as demanded by an influential Shiite cleric. The current head of the Iraqi Governing Council, Adnan Pachachi, addressed reporters after the meeting.
In order to resolve this issue, we thought it would be useful for the United Nations, being an impartial and well-experienced international organization, to investigate the matter on the spot and explain all the requirements for free and credible elections.
U.S. and Iraqi officials say it would be difficult to hold fair elections in such a short time frame, so they've asked the U.N. team to make its own assessment. The idea is that if the U.N. concludes fair elections in such a short time would not be possible, it would look for alternatives. The British envoy to Iraq, Sir Jeremy Greenstock, says everyone at the meeting agreed that the process of establishing a provisional Iraqi government should be as transparent and inclusive as possible.
All that there is left is to decide on the best method to do that within the time frame.
Kofi Annan has agreed that the UN should play an important role in Iraq once Iraqis have regained sovereignty. But the request for the UN's help in the transition dispute has pushed to the forefront the simmering issue of the UN's role over the next few months. The Secretary General says that the work must be important enough to justify the risks to UN personnel. But he told reporters he also realizes the urgency of stabilizing Iraq.
We all agree that it will be easier after 1st of July, when a provisional Iraqi government is established. But if we get it wrong at this stage, it will be even more difficult, and we may not even get to the next stage. And it is in that context that I'm looking at the possibility of sending a mission to Iraq to offer advice.
Paul Bremer, the top U.S. administrator in Iraq, welcomed Kofi Annan's response to the proposal.
Secretary General has agreed seriously and with urgency to consider this request, and as he mentioned, there will be further technical consultations that will begin already this afternoon.
Bremer also pledged every possible effort by the Coalition Authority and the Iraqi Governing Council to ensure the safety of UN personnel should Kofi Annan decide to allow them to return. The Secretary General says that international staff undoubtedly will go back to Iraq, but gradually, as security improves and the UN mission grows in importance. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.